Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're going to do what I think is obvious, and yet it eludes you. We're going to deepen and broaden your understanding of degenerative osteoarthritis, the aches and pains in the joints, the knees, the hips, the ankles, the toes, the fingers, the neck, the low back, that which causes this lurking fear that someday they're going to have to replace your joint, that over the next 10 years, many of you will walk into the orthopedics office and be told, we're going to need to replace this joint because the degenerative osteoarthritis, the osteophytes, the arthritic spurs, the degenerative disc disease has destroyed the joint. I think we need to deepen our understanding of what we mean and get us away from a first and second base understanding so you can have the total understanding. Because if you do, you don't need to live with it. You can reverse it. Your body knows how to heal it, but you have to understand it on a deeper level. And why I chose to do this topic today is because no matter how much forward motion I see, I think too many people still revolve around the idea that that herb is going to fix it. I'm sorry, but that's what I see. I think that for the most part, if you're not going to really drink the Kool-Aid and get the joint replaced, what you're hoping is that there's some anti-inflammatory herb that's going to get rid of your pain, that the Carl powder is going to take care of it, so on and so forth. And, you know, these things are good, but you know the theme of my show. The herbs are a piece of it, not the totality of it. And really what it demands that you do is get the deeper understanding so you can create your own arthritic profile. And this is the thing I want to push today on the show. That you, sitting there with the knots in your fingers, your toes, your low back, your neck, understand how to design, based on your education, your own joint profile. Because arthritis, your arthritis is not her arthritis or his arthritis or your son's arthritis or your daughter's arthritis or your dog's arthritis or your friend's arthritis. Your arthritis is specific to you. But I wonder how many people actually know what arthritis is. So let's start. As always, get to the website straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's. If you're driving, of course, you can't. When you can, you get home, you get on the website, and you look at the pictures. We teach by the pictures. Picture number one. This is the anatomy of the joint. It's a simple sort of cartoon, nice simple picture. And this might be a knee joint, perhaps, but that's not the point. Doesn't matter. Joints are just about all the same. Yes, anatomists will debate the differences, but for our purposes, a joint is where two bones meet. Now, don't mistake, last week we did a great show on fibromyalgia. That's not in the joints. You get that. The muscles, those chunks on your body you touch, you get to the joints, the elbow, the fingers, the knees, the hips. The hips by are in the groin. The hip is not where your buttocks is. The hip is in the crease of the groin. When you say hip pain, don't point to your buttocks. Don't point to your back. Point to your groin. That's where the head of the femur fits into the acetabulum of the ilium. So where the two bones meet is the joint. And around the joint is a lot of connective tissue. On this picture, that big red line there, that represents a muscle tying into the joint. There's muscles that surround the joint, and then there's tendons that tie the muscle to the bone, and then there's ligaments which tie the bone to the bone. That's not what arthritis is about. Those are connective tissue issues which can affect the acceleration or the deceleration of the arthritis. But what arthritis is a breakdown of tissues where the bone meets the bone. First tissue to look at where the bone meets the bone is the cartilage that coats each end of the bones. It's called the articular cartilage. If you look at that picture, you see the articular cartilage. It's to the left of the picture on the bottom, left bottom, articular cartilage. Paint on a thick layer of slick, fluid, hyaline cartilage on the end of each bone. That cartilage is there to buffer or cushion the joint. Simple. That can wear down for a bunch of reasons. When that cartilage wears down, and we'll look at pictures of it in a minute, that's one part of arthritis. Remember, arthritis is a catch-all phrase to describe many, many, many things that are going on inside the joint. Not the ligament, not the tendon, not the muscle, but the joint. Different types of breakdown. So it's a catch-all phrase. And therefore, your arthritis is not their arthritis. This is termed under one word: arthritis, osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, degenerative joint disease. Four synonyms for each other. They make no difference. But the difference inside the joint can vary tremendously in terms of what's wrong and what's destroying it. That's why your arthritis is not their arthritis. This is why good holistic medicine is going to go into your profile. Better holistic medicine, a better chiropractor, a better nutritionist, a better massage therapist is going to explain to you, after they profile you, what the driving couple of issues are behind the degeneration of your joint. Now you're glad you tuned in, because this is what you got to learn, because you don't know it. Half your chiropractors don't know it. And not just the chiropractors. The holistic community isn't profiling people. They're not. They're doing their little therapies for them. And they can do a great job of those therapies, and those therapies can help. That is not going to hit the home run for you. If you've got moderate to advanced osteoarthritis, you have got to get your profile. And my advice to you is, don't depend on healthcare practitioners, holistic and allopathic, to give it to you. You've got to learn it yourself, at least enough to ask the right questions so you can integrate and get an understanding. There's so many examples of people suffering unnecessarily because they don't do this. So hopefully today you'll get some deeper insight. So you're looking at picture number one. There is the first picture, the articular cartilage. Now, in between the articular cartilage is the synovial fluid. That's the black. If you look at the picture there in the black, painted black, is this fluid, synovial fluid. That's the fluid that lubricates the joint. That is the fluid that nourishes the cartilage. What goes into the synovial fluid, what forms the synovial fluid, what circulates the synovial fluid, repairs the cartilage. That's big. So, is it a synovial fluid issue? Is it an articular cartilage issue? There's two pieces of it for you. Now, let's take a look at picture number two. And we're going to look at, well, I don't, you know what? I'm going to take that back. Let's not look at picture number two. Let's look at picture number six. Picture number six. Now, that's a knee joint. And you can see that the cartilage is worn away. The articular cartilage at the femoral head is worn away. But I want to call your attention to what we call the bone spurs. Bone spurs. That's an important development that also falls under the dome of arthritis. Osteophytes, bone spurs, these growths of bone occur for a reason. And you got to understand that reason. You may not have a lot of articular cartilage worn away. You may have a bone spur, a big one, in the wrong place. So your arthritis is different than somebody else's arthritis. There you go. And we're going to build out like this throughout the show today so you can understand the facets so that you can arrive at a profile. And then a profile and a profile. And the deeper and more understanding you are of your profile, the faster your body is going to heal it. I don't heal it. The herbs don't heal it. You don't heal it. Your body, if you feed it, your understanding heals it. That is the home run you are looking for. And that's what really gets rid of it. And I would not be doing this show if it was any other way. Truly, I would not be doing this show if it was any other way. I just never saw the quick fix thing work. I have worked with herbs for 20 years, inside out, upside down, the best, the worst, those in between. I've given them to people in massive dosages, in light dosages. There's nothing I don't think I haven't done at this point. And I am telling you, you have to get your profile or you're going to waste, relatively speaking, time, energy, and money. And this doesn't deny the fact that you can try an herb and have that herb work for you and help. And that's all great. And I'm not knocking it. But the point is, you will not heal fully. And that's what you want. You don't want to feel a little better at 50 years old. You want to get radiant so you can get back on the track again like you did when you were 20. And you can do that. But you've got to deepen your understanding. Or you've got to get a practitioner who's going to give you a deeper understanding. I'm one of them. There are others. The key is to get the profile. Right, you've heard it already. I'm going to keep repeating it forever. Because I'm sure in 50 years, it's not going to be understood deeply enough. There is no end to this. All right, so bone spurs. Bone spurs are also known as osteophytes. Look at picture number 5. Now, there's the hip joint. Beautiful. Look at that picture of the hip joint. You can see the cartilage on the head of the femur, and you can see that white cartilage inside that socket. That's the hip socket. That's in your groin where you flex. And you can see the articular cartilage is worn away, but then look at the word osteophytes. Those are bony growths. Osteophytes are made of calcium hydroxyapatite, something we're going to talk about later to deepen your understanding of arthritis. Degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis, same thing. Now, rheumatoid arthritis, different story. We're not going to deal with psoriatic, rheumatoid, ankylosing. These are autoimmune arthritises. It's a different story. They've invariably have deep-seated emotional causes. Deep-seated emotional causes. People are ravaged emotionally from trauma. God bless them. That's what drives your autoimmune arthritises. Herbs don't touch it. Yes, cat's claw does for rheumatoid. Fantastic. Baloney. It may help. Take it. Try. Pray. But autoimmune arthritis is much, much deeper than what I'm going to lay out here today. So this is the classic osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, plain old arthritis, rheumatism. And those osteophytes are calcium that is bound with hydroxyapatite and deposited in the joint spaces, getting in the way of the range of motion, and we'll get into it a little bit later. All right, so there's an early perspective on this, okay? Keeping in mind that we're going to go into the biomechanics, not just the chemistry of the arthritis. You got to get that one now. Do you understand that? We're going to get into a little bit the psyche behind the arthritis. We're going to get into physical scars from physical traumas driving arthritis. That should ring a bell in all of you, but can you work with that functionally? Don't be the student that just knows and identifies the words and says, yeah, I know. Be the student who keeps looking at the words, blood chemistry, psyche, biomechanics, and scars from physical, not emotional trauma, physical trauma. Be the student who knows how to apply them functionally. And today, apply those words functionally to the depth of your understanding.